Well, it's 6:41 in the afternoon here in South Australia on the edge of the Stuart Highway, just north of Woomera. We're right down the centre line of the eclipse, and the eclipse has just begun. The first tiny nick has come out of the sun, and the sun's still shining brightly, of course, but progressively over the next hour, the moon will move across the sun. So we've just seen the first nick out of the sun, parked here on the side of the Stuart Highway, and a good crowd of people here, and we've had interviews with them already, and now we're all watching westwards towards the sun. Still reasonably high in the sky, about 20 degrees up, but by the time of the eclipse, when it becomes total, it will be only 6 degrees above the horizon. And with people from all over the world here, we've just been speaking to some people from England, and they come all the way from Manchester to see this particular eclipse. They've been planning that trip for 2 years. We'll keep you updates as this eclipse progresses. It's now just gone 7 o'clock here in Central Australia, South Australia, Central South Australia, and the moon is now about one third of the way across the sun. Yes, folks, it's one third of the way across the sun as people continue to arrive here at the eclipse site just off the Stuart Highway. And the time now is 7:20, and the sun is now halfway covered by the moon, and it's still looking normal brightness because the human eye does adjust for changing daylight. And so to us here on the ground it looks just like normal, but looking up through filters we can see that the sun is now halfway covered. So we're now around about 20 minutes away from totality, so we'll keep you posted on what's happening. And here at the roadside just north of Woomera, the sun now is about 80% covered. It's around about 28 minutes past 7, still about 14 minutes from the totality of the eclipse, and right now it's beginning to darken here. It's still bright sunshine, but it's visibly dimmer now than it was before, quite eerie in fact, and about the same light level as you'd get if the sun had gone behind a cloud on a sunny day. But there's no cloud in the sky here at north of Woomera, and just perfect weather for this, and the wind, which was really howling through even half an hour ago, has now died away. Still a bit of a breeze, but it's not whipping as it was before. So we'll have our next update shortly before totality. We're now less than... We're now about 6 minutes away from totality. The sun is more than 90% covered by the moon, and it's getting quite chilly here because right through the day it's only been about low 20s and a bit of a wind, and now of course with only 10% of the sunlight falling on us, it is now getting really, really cold, and I've just put my jacket on, and the wind is still blowing across the desert, not as strong as it was earlier in the afternoon, but it's still there quite strongly, and we're now around about 7 or 8 minutes from the totality. And now, with less than 5 minutes to go to totality, the desert is now assuming a rather eerie sort of glow. The soil here is naturally red, but it's glowing quite mystically. And the shadows are quite long because the sun now is low down near the horizon. Now, we're less than 2 minutes away from eclipse, and the moon has covered about 95% of the sun. There's just a thin slither of the sun left to view, and the desert now, the shadows are lengthening as the sun drops down towards the horizon. During totality it's only going to be about 6 degrees above the horizon. However, here at the site, our observing site, the Southern FM observing site, we have got a clear view right across the desert, nothing in our way, no trees, just a small salt bush and open ground. And it's quite chilly now. This wind is keeping up. It did die away for a little while, but it's picked up again, and it's now blowing straight into our faces, directly away from the sun, paradoxically. But that's the direction it's been coming. we see a crescent around about 90 degrees in angle around the sun. And the sun has almost disappeared, and just actually as we watch it now, just disappearing, we're now less than a minute or so from totality. And the sky now is quite dark. Overhead we can't see any stars yet, but we can see the darkening sky, and it's an eerie glow all around the horizon. And all around the horizon we can see, yes, it's still light, but in our position here it is going really, really dark. Now it's a thin sliver, maybe 45 degrees of the sun visible, and the last few seconds are going to go. And there it goes, almost there, and bingo, there it is. Wow, it is absolutely amazing. This is absolutely amazing, folks. The most amazing thing we can see in the sky, with the sun shining there, and oh, this is, and the beads and things. This is truly, truly amazing. And the solar corona is easily visible in the sky. And there it is, it's over. And now the sun is coming back and we can see the sun again. Wow, what an incredible sight. Flaring, glaring sky in the sky, and it's over. Wow, what an amazing thing this has been. And we can still see the corona on the side. If I shade my eyes away from it, I can still see the corona on the other side as the sun comes back there. Now, the last part of the sun we saw is at the top of the sun, and now it is reappearing at the other side of the sun, and the sky is beginning to lighten again, even now as I speak. Wow, that is just so worth coming for. And now I have spots in front of my eyes because I still haven't put my glass shades back on again, and I can see the corona's gone now, and that's it. That's the total eclipse over. Now we have a partial eclipse, and that should sink down towards the horizon and be still eclipsed during the actual sunset. So that's our eclipse here at the Stuart Highway observing site just north of